Pastor Corey Brooks is the founder of New Beginnings Church and Project Hood. We frequently talk to the rooftop pastor about the Opportunity Center that he's building. I've been partially involved in that I have put the word out. Many of you have donated to his project. You may have heard in the news that his godson has passed away, died of gunshots over the weekend. Hi, Corey. Thanks for coming on the show.
Hey, John. I appreciate it. Thank you so much, as always.
What's happened?
So Christian was on, I guess, 72nd, 71st, and sitting in his car. They believed he had his head down looking at his iPhone. Someone came from behind and shot him 12 times. We don't know why. We do know that Christian wasn't involved in any gangs. He wasn't in any illegal activities. Matter of fact, the detective said he was so squeaky clean they couldn't even find a parking ticket on him. So we're kind of dumbfounded, still trying to figure out what happened. We've also offering up a $10,000 reward for anyone who has information leading to the arrest and conviction of these individuals who did such a horrendous act.
Was anybody in the car with him, Corey?
It's believed that no one was in the car with him that we know of, and I guess if there was, the detectives aren't telling us anything, but from what we know, there was no one in the car.
You know, I'm wondering if somehow he or somebody in the vehicle was targeted, or was it random? Was it a mistaken identity case? Do you have any thoughts about that?
You know, we don't know whether it was random. It could have been a mistaken identity. It could have been someone trying to rob him. There are quite a few robberies that have gone on in the area over there. And so we don't know if that was the case. But we're definitely going to find out. And, you know, we have people who are working on it, people in the neighborhood who are working on it as well. And so we have a lot of people with their ear to the ground trying to find out what happened.
Where was the shooting in relation to where you live and work?
So from where we live and work, it was pretty far. I mean, probably, I guess, from here to Override, that 72nd area over past California is probably like 3 or 4 miles, I would imagine.
Right. I mean, you are not as far south, but almost as far south, but that was much further west, huh?
Yeah, it was farther west. And it's a very diverse neighborhood, so I mean, yeah, it's not like one specific race of people in that neighborhood. It's a very diverse group.
How do you know Christian?
So Christian basically was raised in our church, and his son, his brother Chauncey, was my son's best friend, and we kind of took him and Chauncey, Christian and Chauncey, on as part of our family. And his older brother Chauncey was killed about 5 or 6 years ago. In a really bad car accident. And so we really made sure that Christian had was part of our family structure.
They have any other siblings?
Yeah. And then a sister who is ex-military, really smart, really good group. And the whole family is really a good family, and it's, man, it's just so tragic and unfortunate that this happened.
Yeah. Did I hear you say he was going to school? How old was he? Can you just tell me a little more about him?
Yeah, we had just celebrated his 21st birthday in June at Carson. So I was telling someone, they asked me what's my fondest memory. He had never drank wine, and he wanted a glass of red wine. And so he had a big old steak with his first glass of red wine. So that was kind of like a funny thing with all of us. But that's one of the events that I remember distinctively and that sticks out in my mind. We had a great birthday party and a really good time with friends.
You know, I've wondered if you and I over the years would have a conversation like this. I've worried about your kids, or you've talked to us about people in your church who have been shot and maybe did or didn't survive. But you must think about this, Corey.
You know, John, it's funny you said that because you're the first one who's mentioned it. But as soon as I got the call and they told me what happened, the first thing in my mind was Kobe in that car. And Kobe's my son because they're together all the time. And so I'm just, I really hate that it happened to Christian. But if it were not, for whatever reason, God did not allow Kobe to be in that car. And so, you know, but my heart sank as soon as I heard it. And then the next thought that I had after my heart sank was, oh, my God, was Kobe in there, too? So, yeah, I worry about that all the time. Even now, you know, I worry about how my son handles it, you know, the fact that his best friend died in a car accident. Now, this is one of several friends that he's seen shot and killed. So, you know, it's not the easiest thing living in these neighborhoods. I don't think people understand the trauma that goes on with a lot of these kids, including my kids.
Well, your one son's going to one of the HBCs, right?
Yeah, that's the one, Kobe. He's here doing his intern with us, and he's a student at Morehouse as well. So, yeah, his intern is here with us this semester. So I'm really glad about that. He gets to stay home a little longer.
Do you want your son to come back to and live and work in the Woodlawn neighborhood after school?
That's a good question. I want him to do what's best for him. I know he loves community work and he loves being in the community. And a lot of his friends are in this neighborhood. I don't know if that would be a good thing or a bad thing. I just pray that if he does decide to come back to this neighborhood, that God would continue to protect him and that he'd be wise in his dealings and the things that he gets involved in and the people that he involves himself with.
Yeah.
I pray that that would be a part of his life if he decides to come back.
But it doesn't sound like Christian made any mistakes here. That wasn't like
no,
that
Christian.
Kid.
Yeah, Christian didn't make any mistakes. He didn't do anything wrong. He wasn't a bad kid. And it's just one of the really unfortunate things about living in Chicago that people in these neighborhoods have to face on a consistent daily basis. You know, I was thinking about this morning just how many funerals that I've had to do, and Christian will actually be, and it's ironic, when I do his funeral, that'll be since 2010, when we started keeping track, it'll be the 350th funeral of somebody who's been shot and killed that we've had to do a funeral for.
Well, it's a good thing you're there in the community. You're there for a purpose, Corey.
Yeah, I believe that. I believe that, and I know I'm supposed to be in this neighborhood. I wouldn't want to be anywhere else in the world. I know God, for whatever reason, placed me here. He knows far better than I do, and I'm just going to, you know, I've been preaching at my church for the last 4 weeks. Two major principles that I want to just share with you and the listeners, and that's that life is hard and problems are inevitable. As long as we live on this planet, we're going to have some hard things, some challenges and obstacles. We're going to have problems that we're going to have to overcome. But in those situations, we got to keep trusting God, and that's what I'm going to do.
Pass along our condolences to Chauncey and Christian's parents and family for us, okay?
Absolutely. I'd be glad. And thank you, John. Thank all your listeners for praying and for supporting us. We appreciate it.
Pastor Corey Brooks is the founder of New Beginnings Church and Project Hood. He's building an opportunity center on the South Side. ProjectHood.org is their website.